CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH. The script you can find on the RSGB's own website. So, good morning. It's Sunday, the 25th of January, 2015. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB launches corporate Facebook page. Thinking Day on the air. RSGB publishes guidance on Ofcom interference consultation. The RSGB is delighted to announce the launch of its new Facebook page. Please do like our page, which can be found at www.facebook.com/TheRSGB. You can get an up-to-date news as well as information about events and member offers in your news feeds. You'll also be able to see photos and videos and receive updates about special event stations, contests and much more. We know many people have been looking forward to this page, which will provide an additional way to communicate with the Society. We'll be starting the weekend every week with Photo Friday. We'll take a look at two old photos and ask if you know who, what, when and why. See if you can help with the details and share some memories with others. Stations planning to participate in Thinking on the Day on the 21st and 22nd of February are asked to send in a report, no matter how short, to Liz, M0ACL, that's via lizowl@gmail.com. Reports forms will be available from the website www.guides-on-the-air.co.uk. It's hoped that this year there will be a station operating from the World Association on Girl Guides and Girl Scouts World Centre in London, and some stations on air from Brazil. If you're operating a station, please also send details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk by the 12th of February for inclusion the Sunday 15th of February GB2RS news script. Further to our news story, 2 weeks ago the RSGB has now published its guidance to the Ofcom consultation on interference. More information on the consultation and the work the RSGB is doing to respond to it can be found on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/conresponse. All amateurs are encouraged to respond to the consultation, and details of how to do so are on the same RSGB website. The Ofcom consultation closes on Monday the 16th of February. GB7SC Sugar Charlie is now operational from the south coast at Bognor Regis. It's on 439.4750 receive, 430.475 colour code 3. GB7SC is the first digital repeater on the south coast connected to the worldwide MARC network, where two QSOs can go through the repeater systems at a time. The repeater is also connected to the London and Southern Roaming Group Talk Group 8 Slot 2, where continuous coverage is obtained by the repeaters giving out beacon signals, and radios will lock into the strongest beacon signal, enhancing coverage. Coverage reports to the repeater keeper would be appreciated on Talk Group 9 Slot 2. In 2015, Romania has been a member of the IARU for 77 years, and it's also the 90th anniversary of the IARU. Romania will be active with YO90, IARU, YP90, same suffix, YQ90 and YR90, IARU, from the 1st of Feb to the 31st of December. Contact with these stations can count towards the IARU 90 diploma, details of which you'll find at www.iaru-rfigure1.org. The websites for International Museums Weekend and International Air Ambulance Week are open for registration. Dates for the diary are the 20th and 21st and 27th and 28th of June for the museums event, and the 19th to the 27th of September for Air Ambulance. More details about the events can be found at www.radio-amateur-events.org. QRZ Logbook now recognises contact confirmations from ARRL's Logbook of the World, and users can now download their contacts from Logbook of the World directly onto their QRZ Logbook. QRZ.com has posted an LOTW download quick start guide. The QRZ.com user group centre can provide help with any problems or answer questions. On we go now to details of rallies and events for the forthcoming week. Today, the 25th, the Horncastle Winter Rally will take place at Horncastle Youth Centre, Lincolnshire, LN96DZ. Doors open 10:30, admission £1.50, free car parking and refreshments. Don't think the refreshments are free. More information from Tony, G3ZPU, 01507 527835. The GB3JS repeater group will be holding a tabletop and junk sale on the 30th of January at the Star Hotel Great Yarmouth, NR31HG, starting at 7 p.m. It's free entry for buyers. Tables cost £5 for traders and £2.50 for individuals. The junk sale starts at 8:30 p.m. Refreshments will be available and the bar and restaurant will be open. Talk in via GB3JS. For further information or to book a place, please visit www.gb3js.co.uk. The 30th Canvey Radio and Electronics Rally will take place on the 1st of February at the Paddocks, Long Road, Canvey Island, Essex, SS8OJA. There's free car parking, doors open 10:30. There'll be trade stands and refreshments available. More details from Vic Rogers, G6BHE 01702 308562. Now a correction. The Long Harn Radio Rally takes place on Saturday the 21st of March, not Sunday the 22nd, as found in the latest edition of Radcom. Apologies for the errors to the organisers. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, in Radcom or on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now news of special events. Today the 25th Chelmsford ARS will be on its second day operating GX0MWT in support of the RNLI SOS Radio Weekend. The station should be off the air on on HF and 144 megs using SSB data and CW from 10:30 to 5 p.m. from the Marconi Sailing Club at Steeple in Essex on the River Blackwater. Riviera ARC in Torquay will be running GB4TLB in support of SOS Radio Week. Plans are to be mainly active on 40 metres and 2 metres depending on band conditions. They might also use 17 and 15 metres. Edmund Spicer, M0MNG, is taking part in the SOS Radio Week, active mainly on weekday evenings on 40 metres SSB, with some activity on 2 metres SSB and FM in southern England. More details on his QRZ.com page. Farnborough and District Radio Society is celebrating half a century of support and promotion of amateur radio at G50FRS will be operating until the 30th of November, including the Nets, every Monday on 1995 kHz at 8 p.m. and Friday on 144.675 MHz at 8 p.m. All are welcome to join in and call. More information, www.farnboroughradio.org.uk. Wearside Electronics Amateur Radio Society will be operating on the 31st of January from Marine Walk, SR6OPP, for SOS Week under the call sign GB2 Sugar Lima Bravo. Operation will be HF only. The Mid-Ulster Amateur Radio Club will be continuing their support of SOS Week for the RLNI by activating the club call sign today, the 25th of January. MN0 Victor Fox Whiskey will be on the air before sunrise to late afternoon on most bands as propagation allows. All local amateurs are encouraged to call in on 145.500 and say hello or get directions to arrange a visit to the shack. OU0POLIO Polio will be on the air until the 31st of December 2016, using all bands and modes in celebration of the 110th anniversary of Rotary International. The activities will be from various QTHs and in various contests, QSL and other information on QRZ.com. DX News compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. The Rockall DX group are in Iran to put Kish Island EP6T on the air until the 31st of January. This is IOTA reference AS166. They'll have 5 high-powered stations on the air, QSL, M0, URX. V7BV will be active stroke TG9 from Guatemala until the 17th of February. He plans a holiday-style operation on 2017 and 15 metres using CW and SSB, QSL home call direct by the Bureau or electronically using Logbook of the World. TC100JLB is to be operational until the 30th of April, commemorating the Battle of Gallipoli 100 years ago. Activities on the HF bands using SSB RTTY PSK QSL TA1CM. KC0W will be in Haiti operating stroke HH5 until the 3rd of Feb. This is CW only, 168 to 40 metres QSL direct to home call. John W5JON will be visiting his home in Calypso Island on St. Kitts, NA104 until the 1st of March, QSLs to his W5JON Texas address. Richard AD7AF will be active from East Kiribati as T32RL until the 9th of Feb. Logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Contest news now, the CQ Worldwide 160 meter DX contest ends its 48 hours of operation today, the 25th at 2200 UTC. Work everyone, non-US VE station, send RST plus CQ zone, which for us in the UK is 14, while US and VE stations send RST and their state or province code. This is the CW leg of the contest. The SSB leg takes place next month. On Tuesday, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the band, exchanges the usual signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC on 2.3 to 10 gigs bands. Please note, 13 centimetre activity starts 30 minutes even later than the other band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This year the M5 multiplier rule is being replaced by M7. The difference will be that locator squares containing UK stations will be worth 2 multipliers, whereas locator squares containing non-UK stations will be worth 1 multiplier. Don't worry if your logging program doesn't score correctly, because the entry robot on the RSGBCC website will rescore it for you. On the 28th of January, the UKEI Contest Club 80-metre event runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB only on the band. The exchange is your 4-character locator. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA and G4BAO on Friday the 23rd of January. Solar conditions were largely settled this week, with the A index remaining firmly in single figures. NOAA's prediction that the solar flux index would be about 130 last week appears to have been fairly accurate, with the SFI at 124 as this report was being prepared. The prediction this week is for more of the same, although there are signs of a large new sunspot coming around the solar rim. This sunspot region 2268 may provide some surprises, as it appears to be quite large. As for HF propagation, the short path to Japan could reach 28 megs around 8 a.m. this week, although the probability of its success is only around 3-5%. A better band at that time might be 15 meters, 21 megs, or you could look for JA on 17 meters, 18 megs, between 1500 and 1800 UTC, with a maximum probability of about 60%. Next week we'll have a closer look at propagation predictions for the much-awaited K1ND expedition to Navassa Island near Haiti, which is due to start shortly. HF and up propagation news. Meteorologist Jim G3YLA reports that we did get a little tropo encouragement from a weak ridge of high pressure last week, but all of that is in the past, and the next week is back to very breezy changeable weather, so largely flat VHF-UHF tropo conditions. There's an occasional opportunity for a wheat ridge in the south, but in between lows, but these rarely deliver any substantial lift conditions. There have been southern Europe to South Africa 50 MHz trans-equatorial contacts in the last week, so look out for propagation from the extreme southwest of the UK. For EME operators, the moon's declination continues to increase throughout the coming week, giving longer moon windows, and after last week's loss minimum, next week we will see daily increase in loss. Again, there are no significant meteor showers predicted, and sporadic openings are still very unlikely, so it looks like a good week to try aircraft scatter on the higher bands and random meteor scatter on 50 to 144 megahertz. And that's this week from the propagation team, and that's all from me. Until next week. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters, so from this week I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.